right. I have asked Brother Miro to open the Bethel in prayer. I know that's a little off script, but I already had it set up. So, Brother Miro.
Okay, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hopefully you can hear me. Let's bow our heads and hearts, dear brethren, before the throne of the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name. It's a great privilege that we can approach into your holy presence, Father, and pray for the blessing of this second day of this wonderful convention. Especially these thoughts are very important for us on every way in this season of the year when we are approaching to the greatest of all events in the year, and that is memorial of our Lord's death and also renewal of our consecration vows to participate together with him in this great privilege of suffering. And we pray for your blessing, for your Holy Spirit on all participants, on your servants, which you will use to teach us, to instruct us. And also we pray that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, be upon our minds and upon our hearts, that we can assimilate and incorporate and integrate in our characters all these thoughts and be further renewed in our likeness to your dear son, and on that way that we can be prepared as the lamb's wife for the wedding in the very near future. We pray all of this through his blessed and so wonderful name, Jesus's name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Miro. And I've asked Brother Tom Cannell to read the vow, or I'm sorry, the resolve. Brother Tom.
My morning resolve. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalm 116, verses 12 to 14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalm chapter 50, verse 5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continue the work of sacrificing the flesh at its interest, that I may obtain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life, trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Tom. I've asked Brother Bob Kirkham to read the vow, please.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy will come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily, while I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and their dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism, occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist the snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private, exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you, Brother Rob. Asked Brother Scott Davenport to read the manna, please.
Daily Heavenly Manna for March 15th. The just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. It is not enough that by faith we receive the first impulse of life, but having passed from death unto life, by the same means we must continue to receive and appropriate spiritual nourishment, that we may grow thereby. We must walk by faith, following the leading of the Holy Spirit through the word of truth. The life of faith is an individual matter, as well of the heart as of the head. It is far more than an acceptance of doctrines which we consider scriptural and therefore true. It is the assimilation of that which we have proved to be the truth, so that its principles become our principles and its promises our inspiration. The just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38.
Thank you, Brother Scott and dear brethren. Grateful to be here this morning. Grateful to raise our voices to the Heavenly Father as we fellowship and we receive these gems of truth from our dear brethren. So Brother Larry is